DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So this 11 Alive piece that we ran a couple of minutes ago really sort of opened up some dialogue between parents and what parents are doing now to sort of get behind the scenes of their teens and just making sure that they're not getting into any trouble, taking their cell phones, checking
the bill like every other day. That one woman
was like,
it's
a lot of work. It's a full-time job right there.
Crazy about it. Yeah.
Sure. You know, putting all sorts of stuff on their computer so they can track where their kids have been. And then we got this call here from Crystal. She said, this is really simple. Just have an open relationship with your kids.
Have an open, trusting relationship with your kid.
What do you mean?
Talk to your kid. The way I was raised is I was allowed to have some freedom. As long as I was open with what I was doing, my parents were fine with it. When I was busted, I got in trouble. Once I figured out that they weren't going to completely rip me a new one, I was like, okay, cool. I can actually talk to them. They're not going to freak out on me, and I can tell them. Of course, I did things I wasn't supposed to do. All kids do. But I can tell you the ones that were held back definitely took it to a whole nother level.
So we always hear this from parents that call in and just say, this isn't happening in my house because I do have this open relationship. But we've never heard from the kids that are in these quote-unquote open, trusting relationships with their parents. Are you guys being as honest with your parents as your parents think you're being?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a whole bunch of calls lined up. We're going to put them all on the voice disguiser. And the first one here is Mariah. Hey, Mariah.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, how are y'all?
Good. Now, your parents, if they were on the phone, they'd say, yeah, I've got this open, trusting relationship with my daughter, Mariah. Everything's great. I know everything.
Well, my mom would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was the kind of relationship like my stepdad didn't, you know everything that my mom and I talked about and what we did. And she's like the cool mom. Everybody loves Mariah's mom. Like, we have this huge open relationship. She knows everything I do. Well, she thinks she knows. And so I would tell her pretty much everything, and except for, like, having sex with my boyfriend that she did not know about at the time. And the way that they found out, I was 16, and I got in this big fight with my stepdad, and I left the house. And they went through my room and found notes that, you know, my boyfriend and I had been writing to each other. They found a note from him, and of course it was talking about how we had sex. And I thought she was going to be kind of cool about it, and she wasn't at all.
Mm-hmm.
So by her not being cool about that, it just led me to continue to hide even more things and let her continue to think we have this cool, open relationship because it was easier to get away from, you know, get around stuff and get away with stuff.
So
you know what I mean?
So when you were sharing things with her to make her feel like you guys had this honest relationship, what were the secrets that you were, the crumbs that you were sort of feeding her in order to hide the big stuff?
Well, I would let her know that, hey, I'm going to go to this party this weekend. you know, I would tell my dad that I would be going to a friend's house or whatever, but really she would know that I would go to a friend's house. She would know that I drank. I actually tried smoking cigarettes then when I was like 16. She knew about that. She would buy alcohol for my friends and I sometimes. So we shared a lot, I mean, a pretty good amount of stuff. And I don't know, it just seemed like whenever I would get in trouble as far as sexual stuff goes, I would get in trouble. And I'm just like, you know, I don't understand that because, you know, you're allowing me to drink and you're buying alcohol for us, but yet...
That's going to speak loudly to a lot of you guys right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost wondering if she was angrier because she was allowing you to do that stuff and then you're disrespecting her by not being honest about everything.
This is such a double-edged sword here because we keep saying that you have to have open lines of communication and honesty with your kids. So then when your kids are coming to you with some of the stuff that they are doing, they're also using that same argument against you when they're doing the large stuff, you know?
Well, it's like parents are setting the precedent, so... Yeah, you got to live up to it. And she didn't, according to her daughter, she didn't live up to it. So when she was having sex and told her about it, her mom, or didn't tell her about it, I guess, and her mom lost her mind, I mean, that your mom, you know, I don't know. I just think parents need to be parents instead of your kids' friends.
Here's, we're going to call her Kansas, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. She's 18. Hey, Kansas.
Hi.
Hi. Same situation here with you where your parents would consider that you guys have like this great, open, trusting, honest relationship with each other?
Yes, I have been open and honest with my mom, well, partially honest with my mom, and for about since, like, elementary, I mean, since high school, and, I mean, we're, like, friends practically, and she doesn't know that I've been dating a guy for, like, 6 months. She still doesn't know. We have been having sex. She still doesn't know that. It's been times where when I was, like, 16, and I used to, like, skip class with my friends. I used to, like, either I would tell them I'm going over to a friend's house, and I'm really not going over to a friend's house. I'm either going to a guy's house or either to my, like, right now just going to my boyfriend's house because I feel like she probably wouldn't, you know, how can I say? She probably wouldn't, to be honest with you, she probably would have flip out if he found out.
I think what we're going to hear here is there's no such thing as 100% honest.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you think?
Well, is that?
We weren't 100% honest with our parents, so you can't really expect it from your teenager or your child.
I wasn't 5% honest with my parents.
See? So, I mean, you can't.
But
I
didn't have them believing that we did.
Well, I just think this the nature of being a teenager is you're starting your independence, and every teenager is going to defy their parents, every single one of them, it's at some level.
Hey, Nikki. Nikki is 16 here. What's going on?
Hi. My mom thinks that I have we have a really open relationship and stuff, and then I tell her everything, and she believes the opposite for my sister. So when like she feels that my sister isn't telling her certain things, then she'll go, like, she has this thing called e-blaster, I think, and it's, like, every time my sister does, like, a chat message on Facebook, it'll send, like, a email to her with the chat, like, the whole conversation on it. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that since we have such a good relationship, she won't have to do it to us, so I lead on that we do. That way she won't, like...
What are you doing that your mom doesn't know about?
Like, when I go to parties and stuff. Like, we drink and, like, I don't know, just, like, some of the stuff. Like, my relationships and stuff I have with people. Like, if I'm, like, doing anything with guys and stuff.
Like, what kind of things can you say? Or maybe I shouldn't ask that.
You having sex?
No, I'm not. No, but, like,
not
just, like, certain, like...
I think we got it. I think your silence is very loud.
Not according to the textbooks, I'm not.
Right. So, again, here, you're sort of, like... You will be so honest with your parents, but only up to a certain point, and you're really only doing it so you can get away with stuff that they don't know about?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we got a reoccurring theme here going. Good morning, Kathy. She's 18. What's happening?
Hey, hold on a second. I'm on speaker.
Okay.
Probably a good move.
Well, I had to have it on speaker because I couldn't hear it.
That's okay.
That's okay.
But
go ahead.
Anyway, my parents think I have a open relationship with them because when I went to high school, I basically had like this entire makeover because my entire life I looked like a little dorky kid. So when I entered high school, I was femmed up and I got a lot of guys like starting talking to me and I started like, you know, dating around and I told my parents about it and they're strong, strict Catholics and like they have strong morals. So I wasn't really allowed to have guy friends until my high school year and my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And so when I met my boyfriend when I was 16, I lost my virginity to him and he lost his mind. We both lost our virginity to each other basically. Mm-hmm. And they still don't know that we've been dating for 18 months.
They have no idea.
Not the slightest. And like, I'm not like a bad kid. Like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything. I don't even like to party.
You do, but see, if you were able to talk to your mom about this, you'd be going to the doctor. Because once you become sexually active, you got to go to the girl doctor. And I think...
Yeah. I mean, I've told my psychiatrist, and my mom knows that we, like, sexually active, but she doesn't know that we had sex.
Let me ask you this, then. Hi. So what is the message that we're sending to parents today?
I think that, to an extent, teenagers should have some of their privacy, like, respected.
Well, why?
Because there's some things that we're uncomfortable with sharing, like, and it's just a teenage reaction.
So you've told your mom that you're sexually active. She knows you're like, doing stuff, but she
doesn't know what.
You know, foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she doesn't know that, you know, I'm having sex with my boyfriend. You know,
it's pretty dangerous that you're having sex with your boyfriend and not going to the girl doctor.
I am.
No, I mean, the gynecologist.
Does the girl doctor know that you're having sex with your boyfriend? And
yeah, because my boyfriend and I, we go see her privately.
So she's going to the doctor.
Okay.
Well,
What
I find fascinating, though, is that she had more discipline in her house. Like she said, you know, her parents are pretty strict. And she said, you know, the only thing she's doing is having sex. So, I mean, I just think I found it fascinating that she had discipline in her home. And she's like, now she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't go to parties, she's just having sex. And then everybody else that has this open relationship and parents that buy them drinks and everything, they're like, well, I go party and I go get drunk and I go, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, guess what? You know, a little discipline actually might work. Yeah.
And it sure seems like it's the sex topic that comes up over and over and over again. Like, I'll tell them everything.
Except
sex.
Mm-hmm. Just like we did.
One more call here.
Yeah.
Just like we did.
From 16-year-old Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
My mom doesn't know that I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows everything else.
That's a tough conversation to have, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
At one time I tried to tell her, but then she started calling all my friends, like, bisexual itches and everything, so...
Yeah, that's a tough one to have right there. I mean, it really is. I'm just afraid of the message that we're sending today is that even for those parents that have defined their relationships as open and honest with their kids, should they still be snooping? So you should still be checking the cell phone, still be checking Facebook, because chances are really good that you don't have as open or as honest a relationship with your kids as you think you do. Is that the message today?
I think that is the message. And I think that, you know, like Melissa said, like teenagers are going to rebel against their parents. It's about growing up.
It's their job.
Yeah. It's about, you know, getting ready to leave the house and be on their own. So there's going to be some of that anyway. You just want to protect your child to the point where they're, you know, being healthy and being safe and being smart about their decisions, but you can't make all those decisions for them.
And I think, don't forget you were a teenager. Don't forget, don't be so disconnected from your past. And I know that now with new technologies, it seems different, but it's still the same theme. Mm-hmm. And going exactly on what Jen said, I think so many parents now that were under strict rule as teenagers feel, oh, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be different. I'm going to have this open, honest relationship and my kid's going to be fine. But we learned on the phone, no. So the ones with the stricter upbringing were doing less.
I'm sorry, Hayden, and I'm sorry, Hollis, but you're basically going to be living with the Secret Service.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Hi, Joanna here. I know that she's not an intern anymore, but her music is so good also that we hate not to play it. Oops, hold on.
But we won't turn our microphone on.
Yeah, we just want to hear your music.
Just your music, that's all. Thanks, bye-bye.
See ya.
So is there a scouting report that you may be getting engaged soon? Is that what's going
on? Are you snooping around?
No, I'm not.
How do you know this?
Snooping. Jason knows I'm a snooper, so he would know not to leave things around because he knows I'll find it. But no, I was talking to my best friend that just got engaged recently. We grew up together and everything. And about... I don't know. A couple of months ago, we all went rafting together, and they were just boyfriend and girlfriend at the time. And she just told me, she's like, first she didn't want to tell me because she's like, I don't want to ruin anything, but this is what I'm going to tell you. Apparently, when we all went rafting, Jason told her then boyfriend that he wants to propose to me, but that he wants to wait until she and her boyfriend get engaged first because they've been dating longer and he doesn't want to step on anybody's toes.
That's nice.
Well, they're already engaged.
So that sort of, he helped out your best friend because he probably pushed her boyfriend
exactly
to scoot it up.
And that's what I was telling Michelle.
Awesome. Why is intern Michelle all upset about this?
Well, yesterday, I don't know, the topic came up about, she started texting Jason something. And I text my boyfriend. I said,
what? Who? Competitive lot we have in here.
So I said, if Joanna gets engaged before I do, I'm going to be very upset. And he texts me back, smiley face, not going to happen.
Oh.
Not going to happen that you're going to get engaged, or not going to happen that they're going to get engaged before
you? Happened that she's going to get engaged before me.
Okay.
Not that.
So maybe Jason needs to have a little talk with Hutt. I mean, your boyfriend.
Why are you trying not to say his name? Who cares?
I don't know.
Michelle, you've been dating your boyfriend since the end of the Second Great War, right?
We're ghosts. The Atlanta ghost hunters need to come find us.
Here's what I can't. Well, first of all, there's a couple of ways to go with this. There's a couple of breaches going on. First, there's the breach with your girlfriend that gave you that information to begin with.
Well, she's my best friend. She's going to tell me.
I would tell.
I mean, if she were to come out and be like, okay, this is when it's going to happen and this is how it's going to happen, you can't do that. But to give me like little nuggets of information, I think
she's
great.
She's just telling you like, don't worry, it's going to happen. He wants to propose to you.
Yeah,
like, I think that's
he
cool.
Already got one obstacle out of the way, which was me getting her getting engaged. So
now he just has to find the girl he wants to marry.
Now he just has to spend time with your dad and ask your dad.
And they spend time every Friday together, so it could have happened at any time.
But you are robbing him. Melissa has brought this up before. You are robbing him of the special proposal that he wants to plan for you.
And it's a look like, yes, Melissa, I'm going to turn to you.
Tell me, Melissa. What am I robbing him of?
You're robbing him of that.
But I've already
they said that you know, to back off a little bit, so let him do all the details. I don't think the best friend did anything wrong. I agree with Jen. I think the best friend is telling Joanna, look, I know you got your hopes up, and it's okay. It's going
to
be fine.
And she did tell me. She's like, you need to back off because I was thinking it wasn't going to happen, and then bam, it happened.
So, yeah. So I don't think that's right. So it's basically just saying, be cool. He's going to do it. Just let him do it in his own time, and that's giving him the power to do
it. And the two of you got Michelle, too, the pressure cooker that you're putting your men in here. To propose to you guys.
Men don't want to make the decision.
I've been with my boyfriend for a long time. I deserve to be proposed to. Over 3 years.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with Jason?
A year and a half.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. So it's one of those things where they do talk and they need to speak and Jason needs not to do it. No, I mean, I'd be happy for her if it happened.
Liar!
I promise you, if Joanna gets engaged, you better believe within a month or two after she's engaged, I will be engaged. I will have a ring on my finger.
How many other girls
shut up until you are?
I don't really give him a lot of pressure about being, engaged. I really don't. I mean, there's been times where he's kind of like probably wanted to do it more than I felt we were ready to do it because of certain situations. But because I am probably not going to have a big wedding. I'm probably just going to be, my father passed away. So I just will probably elope type thing and then have a big party. So my thing with him is I tell him, I said, when you propose to me, you better be prepared because I will be announcing it on the radio. and that's just my moment.
We might be a different format by then. We might be a country station. You might be listening.
Yeah, Bert will be retired.
Jimmy in the morning.
Yeah, he'll be living in Italy by then.
But you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here. You're saying, I don't really pressure him a lot, yet you still hit him with a text or a call the other day and said, if Joanna is engaged before I am, I'm really going to be pissed. So yeah, you got him in the pressure cooker right now.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Now, let's be fair. They've been dating 3 years now. Jeff, how long did you and Jessica date before y'all got engaged?
6 months.
Whatever. No. I seem to remember a time in which we Jeff a hard time. We give guys a hard time. If you're with somebody, 2 year is what we said, and you're continuing to date seriously, mm-mm, then I think that you've got to know that she's expecting you to ask her for her hand in marriage.
So three years
is a long time.
Now, my theory on it has always been different, that you have to have like a timeline in your own head, like a cutoff time in your own head. It's not one that you ever tell him about.
Well,
but if you wait too long and then you guys break up, then you've just spent 7 years of your life with a guy, mm-hmm, and now you have no future.
And I think with Michelle, though, it's different because your boyfriend's been married before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's not rushing back down the aisle.
But I think that plays a part.
And Joanna's boyfriend's never been married. See, they're like innocent and...
Yeah,
well, I think he hasn't been teaching
yet. He's innocent.
I want to hear
innocent and hopeful.
The day that Joanna, she corrupted
and
him.
Dreamy, that happily ever afterish. Your boyfriend is going to look at it much more realistically
because he's gone through the process of divorce and he wants to make sure if he's going to go to the rodeo twice, he's going to make sure this time he doesn't fall off the bull or whatever.
What?
And yes, you
just
are a bull, my friend.
Just refer to yourself
you
as
are a bull.
I'm a bull.
All right, so let's say this weekend, Joanna comes back in on Monday morning and she says, hey, congratulations. Hey, it's going to happen. I got engaged. At how long will it take you to call Ha?
Huckleberry. Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn.
And say, hey, what's up,
call,
dude?
Call, text with my finger, however fast my fingers could text. Joanna got engaged. But we're going to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she has a better chance of it happening this weekend than I do.
Oh,
and so oh my gosh, at Central Park, or what if like on what was that?
Look at her jumping Central up and down saying Central Park.
One of the big.
I hope Ha is like, listening because he should
do it. Michelle, will you marry me? He's not.
You're going to be, this is the same thing we've talked about before. Now, every second this weekend is going to be a disappointment.
No.
Because you think a proposal is coming.
I won't let it get to that point. Well, we're going to see his daughter, so there's that chance that, she's around, so it won't happen. So I'm just ready for anything. That's all that
Michelle,
matters.
Just out of curiosity, how much coffee have you had in the past?
I just get excited
hours?
When we speak about this because earlier I was like,
I think, guys need to know this is what every girl,
you get excited about it.
Yes.
Like, just the thought that I've found the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with and we're going to start a life, and it's exciting. I'm excited about it.
And
I'm excited
30.
About possibly moving on and starting my life with this man. Like, I get emotional about it because I love him that much. Yeah, because he means so much to me.
That's not why she's getting emotional.
So hurry up and do it, damn it!
Joanna, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So if you got engaged this weekend, you would have only been dating for 18 months and you're 5 years younger than Michelle.
Stop it.
That's
right?
Okay. Hey, age is just a number. But what I'm saying is that, my clock is ticking. So one day, one day soon.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey,
how's it going? I love y'all's show. And I just want to let you know I waited 5 years for my engagement. Mm-hmm. And 5 years was totally worth the wait because he did it in front of 5,000 people in the middle of a horse show.
A horse show?
All my family and all my friends. Yeah.
Horse.
Where do they show horses in this town?
Horse.
Horse.
I could tell you a couple places.
Sure.
Oh.
All right. So for her day was it. I mean, she didn't have like this mythical cut line in her head. 5 years was fine for her. But we could also. I think it's dangerous though, because we could also take calls from a whole bunch of women that said, I was with this guy for 12 years. I gave him 12 years of my life, he never proposed, and then we broke up, and now I can never have those years back.
And I think also, though, I was going to ask her how many of her friends were getting engaged at the same time, because, I mean, at every phase of a woman's life when it comes to engagement, even dating, and then engagement, and then when you have children, I mean, if you're around a bunch of people that, I mean, because all of Katie's friends are freaking pregnant, so when
freaking pregnant.
And it's freaky how many people in her life are freaking pregnant. So just saying, it makes a woman feel that much more pressure to be on par with her friends.
Y'all need to back off your men. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I've been engaged for 4 years now. We're not rushing it. Don't rush it, because the day of your life is coming. And that will be the best day of your life ever.
Now, let me ask you this.
And if we're not rushing it.
If you're not engaged in another 2 years, will this call sound the same, or another 3 years?
No, I'm engaged, but I've been engaged for 4 years.
Oh, you've been engaged for 4 years. Okay.
You're not going to get married.
I've been engaged for 4 years, so don't rush it. When the day comes, the day will come.
Well, what's the point of having an engagement if it's going to be 4 years long?
Well, you know, we got engaged right when the economy started going bad. So finances were getting low again.
The economy was rolling huge.
We build up our finances, and I know the money that we save now, the day of my wedding will be the best day of my life.
Hey, Linda, I don't know what your fiancé is telling you, but 4 years ago when you got engaged, you could peel money off the side of your house. Just so you know that. I ain't trying to piss in your quarter plate tonight.
Don't rush it, okay?
Take your time, too.
That was a shut-up ring, but that's okay.
Just so you know, Jason, I'm not waiting 4 years.
I mean, not have to get engaged. Who wants to wait? I mean, whatever, teach his own, but who wants to wait 4 years? I waited almost 4 years to get engaged. I'm not going to wait another 4 years once I finally get engaged.
At some point, doesn't the engagement ring, like, get downgraded to a promise ring if you've been engaged that long?
Yes.
Probably. It's a shut-up ring.
It's a shut-up ring.
Absolutely. For the day of her life.
Best day ever. She will never have a better day. Never.
That's
2010 is the best year ever.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks.
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, so this list comes out this morning, and women, you send out mixed messages. I can't figure out, especially here in the South, right? Guys are looking for a good gentleman.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right? Maybe a traditional guy. Well, new list comes out today, 8 chivalrous moves that creep women out.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with all of these.
I don't think I will at all.
Especially being in the South, I think that we subscribe to the Southern gentleman and the manners, maybe more than the rest of the country.
So you think if this list comes out in New Jersey, it might be accurate, but down here, it might not be.
I was about to say, if they tell where they pulled these women, I think it'd be a different answer.
All right, these are 8 chivalrous moves that creep women out. The first one is ordering my meal for me. She says, this is bizarre. Chances are you don't know what I want. The only time this is cool is if I have no idea how to pronounce something and you do.
I think that's a cool idea. I mean, you can tell the guy what you want to eat, and I think it's kind of cute when he orders it for you.
I think it's sweet if he asks you, what would you like? And then you tell him, and then he orders. But just to order for you, like in that case, I think it's kind of
like
weird.
The little lady will have a salad, and I will have the filet.
Like, I didn't know, how did this work back in the day? Did, like, the wife, like, in the 40s tell her husband what she wanted, then he ordered? Or did he just assume he knew what she wanted and then ordered?
My dad orders for my mom when we go out, and it's weird, but they have a conversation.
They talk about
what are you having? And my dad says, I'm having the whatever, sea bass. And my mom says, I'm going to have the oven roasted chicken. And then the server comes around and always starts with my mom, because it's usually two couples, right? My parents and Jessica and I. Mm-hmm. So we'll start with my mom, the older lady. And every single time it weirds me out a little bit because he says, I'll start with you, ma'am. And then my dad says, she will have. Yeah. And it almost makes me feel like she's not capable of speaking or she's deaf.
I think if you're an older guy, you know, like you're over the age of 60 or 65, then I think servers would probably understand that.
Well, you're taking care of your wife. I mean, an old school guy thinks that he's doing, he's not trying to take over for her. I think in his mind, he's trying to take care of her and he's taking care of her order too. So she didn't have to worry about it.
It gets awkward though, because sometimes they've actually then would go to Jessica, and there's on more than one occasion, Jessica has ordered for me.
<That's> awesome.
Not even thinking, like just I think subliminally, I guess, well, he's only talking to 2 people at the table and he has chosen Jeff's mom. Well, Jeff's dad took that, so now me. And they'll say, what can I get you? And Jessica will be like, I'll have the, I'm just going to have some sushi, and I think he's going to have the filet medium. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
Stacy actually requested that I ordered for her while we were on vacation. It was the fanciest restaurant we have ever been in. And she said she actually asked me to order for her. She told me what she wanted, but it's the first time in our relationship she's ever asked me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why? For the ambiance?
Yeah, pressure? I think it was an ambiance thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Letting me win at a game of Scrabble /pool/bowling when you are clearly better.
Who does that?
No, you can't do that.
You can't at
that's not cool.
No. You got to go for the throat.
Well, that's a guy saying that he let her win when she beat him, clearly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think guys are lying.
I would be mad, though, if somebody was trying to let me win.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Using a code term for going to the bathroom?
Like what? Like,
tinkle. I don't think that's chivalrous. I just think that's really cheesy.
Who's going to say that? The guy says that?
Yes.
If a guy says that, they don't get a second date.
Who does that?
But I also think that
if guys are tinkling, they're not out with a woman.
You also don't want him to say, I'm going to take a dump, or I'm going to shake a dew off the lily.
You don't want to say, you don't want him to say what they're actually doing.
Okay,
like,
hottie, I'll be here waiting for you.
Drop the kids off at the pool.
Ew, disgusting.
Another chivalrous move that creeps women out, according to this, is pulling out my chair.
Disagree. I really like it when
they stand up, you pull the chair right out so they fall when they sit.
No, that's what you do.
That's what you do. Yeah, we've seen that happen.
Pulling out their chair for you to sit down is nice.
It's she told me. Someone told me that this tradition started when women wore lords of crinolines, and thus scooting in your chair was difficult. But that's no longer the case.
Yeah, because the crinoline is the thing that goes under your skirt that makes it like big and poofy. And so I can see how it would have started that way, but I still think it's a nice gesture of manners.
I definitely agree.
It shows that you're like a refined person, don't you think?
And that you really care about your woman.
If a guy, I mean, there are still some old school guys that I still think is charming, but it never happens anymore, that when you come back, you go to the bathroom at a restaurant, you come back, he stands up when you get to the table. I think that's sweet.
carrying my purse.
Who does that?
Who does that?
I don't know.
Nobody does it.
Mm-mm.
Did you get this list from creeper.com?
Nah, this is the Frisky.
Close enough.
Asking my dad for my hand in marriage. This one really surprised me.
Well, that's a big deal. No, that one definitely needs to happen.
Yeah, I disagree with that one being outdated.
That's one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in my marriage. I told you guys that I didn't ask Stacy's dad, that I sort of robbed him of that experience, and he only has one daughter, and I wish I could turn the hands back on time and do that. If you're paying for dinner, not letting me put in the tip.
What?
It's pretty simple. If a guy's paying for dinner, she's upset if you don't let her at least put the tip in.
Mm. I disagree with that.
That seems like such a high school-y thing to do.
Well, not necessarily, but I just think that if he's going to pay for dinner, he's going to pay for dinner or go Dutch, one way or the other.
It wouldn't even be an option. Dutch would not be an option. It's like, I'm paying, I'm a guy.
The first couple of dates, but once you've been dating for a while, I think you either just take turns or split it.
Really?
I agree with that. Yeah, I definitely
My boyfriend
agree.
And I take turns. Like, we've been seeing each other long enough now that, like, he's not buying every single time we go out to eat.
I can't. So, like, on his turn, do you make him go to Bones and stuff? And on your turn, is it, like, Applebee's during the all-you-can-eat?
Just try to balance it out. You know, there's no reason for it to be all the time.
Yeah, I think even in long-term relationships, before I met Stacy, I always picked up the bill. And helping me put my coat on is one of those chivalrous moves that creep women out.
I like
that. I don't understand why it's creeping
that.
Women.
I
don't know where this poll is taken.
That.
Does she want to actually wear the coat at the time? Or are you like, are you holding her down, shoving her arms into it?
Here's Danny. He wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, and he sort of agrees with this. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with the fact that chivalry doesn't work anymore. It backfires every time.
What?
I disagree with that. It's just the way... I mean, I think my parents raised me completely right with the whole, you know, manners and everything, and I'm always going to be like that, but every single time that I've met a girl in the past 3 or 4 years, every time I'm nice and sweet and I'm gentleman, it always turns into a great friend who's a girl. we go out and have a blast and, you know, I'll pay for dinner or, you know, help her put her coat on or one of those things on the list, and the next thing I know, she's on Facebook, hey, had a great time, you're a sweet guy. And I see him out with some badass the next night riding a Harley or something.
But the thing is, I think that you're obviously too nice in other areas. I think there's a way to do the game playing. But when you're on a date and showing your like doing the things that Bert has described, I don't think that's being too nice. I think that you've bled it into the conversations and bled it into the communication. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think
it's just
there's
one
a middle
woman.
Ground.
It's one woman that can ruin it for the whole lot of women, though. Like, I have seen a guy open a door for a woman, and I have heard her say to him before, I don't need a man opening a door for me. That guy will never open a door from a woman ever again.
No, or just not date her ever again.
Yeah.
Because I think it's nice. Or the car door, you know? I think it's really nice.
The only time I'm irritated is if... in an elevator situation. I mean, it's still sweet. I think I always think it's wonderful when a guy, I think he's got good manners and a good mama, when he lets a woman in the door at the elevator. But there's times where, like, I've been in an elevator situation which nobody was walking until the two women walked, and it just
gets awkward for a second.
You know what? Get out. Everybody just let's move. If we're in the back of the elevator, guys, it's okay to go ahead and get out of the elevator.
Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. I was just saying that I don't think chivalry is dead because I was buying a coffee and a donut the other day, and the guy behind me just decided to buy it for me.
Oh,
nice.
Sweet.
That's so nice.
That's not chivalrous. That's creepy. And then he followed me into my car. Tried to ride.
He was sitting on my couch when I got
Don't
home.
Ruin a nice
he was being
yes,
sweet.
That was great.
That's a nice
good
moment.
Story.
Here's John. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey. You tell us.
Hey, well, okay, look, I am not against all this. I like to open the car door. I like to open doors. I like to pay bills. I like to, you know, buy coffee, so forth and so on. However, with my wife, it's completely different. She insists, and she believes in this whole, you know, women are just as strong as men. So she buys her own meals. She pays for the bill. She orders food for me, and she's gone so far as to even, she was the one that proposed to me when we got married.
Wow. That is bold right there.
But I think I go with Jen. If you've been together a long time, I don't see any problem with the changing and the ordering and the paying for the meals and all that stuff, because I don't think the guy should have to pay for the rest of his life. But in the beginning of dating and you're trying to charm a woman, I think it's very important for a guy to step up like that.
How long were y'all dating when she proposed to you?
About a year.
A year.
Wow.
That is a bold move right there.
Isn't that how Stacey kind of did it for you, though, just by moving you into her place? Or her
pretty much. She was just, you know, she got to the point where, you know, she was been married before, but she got to the point in her life where she's like, look, you know, either crap or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she was like, I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
I think women do get into their own no more BS phases, some earlier than others. And she was just done with the BS. She's like, if we're going to get married, we're going to do it right now. And I'm going to tell you right.
And I think the fact that she's been married before, like she was a little more seasoned.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, the one that got away. How does this work, Jen Hobby?
Well, basically, this is somebody that was, you know, either in a relationship or knew this person for a long time and thought that this was the one, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And they can't stop thinking about them since that day that person has been out of their lives. And so they come to us and say, listen, maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever it was, but I can't stop thinking about this person. They are the one that got away. And then we try to reach that person and find out what's going on and get them the information they need.
Mary wants to be on The Voice Discusser because she thinks if her friends know who she is, they're going to give her a tremendous amount of crap.
Okay.
But Mary's story goes back a couple of years here. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Who do you want us to look for and why?
Well, my ex-boyfriend, Brad. We dated right out of college. We both worked for the same company. And we dated about 2.5 years. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he was going to follow me when I moved to Atlanta, and he was going to wait in like about, you know, 5-6 months till he got a promotion, and he was going to follow me. And I quit my job. I got an apartment thinking we were going to move in together. We were talking marriage, and the guy dropped off the face of the earth. He stopped taking my phone calls, answering my emails, everything.
After 2.5 years.
Yeah, and I found it, like, I tried to look for him on Facebook or MySpace, but he never had that many friends to begin with, and he just doesn't seem like that type of person that would be on a social networking site. I can't find him there, and I just want to know, like, what happened? Where are you?
So this isn't necessarily a guy that you would want to reconnect with in a romantic way. You just want to find out what happened and why no communication since then.
I've got to know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, totally coward.
Did you have any mutual friends or, because you work for the same company, any coworkers or anybody?
Oh, I left the company, and apparently he left the company that we know, the company that we were both working for. I have a lot of friends. Honestly, my friends would go nuts if they even found out that I was still thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they helped me get over this, but I'm still not over it, but I don't know about rekindling anything. I just want to know what happened.
Mm-hmm. I can see how the whole process of trying to get over something like this would take a whole hell of a lot longer if you have no answers whatsoever.
You really have zero reason why he left without saying a word.
yeah, he stopped even calling. I mean, we were talking about moving in, going from talking about moving in together to never calling me back to stop not answering emails. It's just absurd.
What was the last conversation you had with him like?
How's the apartment? How does it look out? You know, how's Atlanta? How do you like everything? How's the apartment look? Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Did we already, because after 2.5 years, did we already ask about, like, family, like his parents? Do you send them Christmas cards? Does he have siblings?
We just weren't that close. No, he's the only child, and he comes from just a family that, he just had his mom, and so I don't have her address. I knew she moved around a lot.
So after 2.5 years, you didn't get close to his family?
I didn't get close to his family, and he never had that many friends.
Wow.
It is
he didn't
stress.
Really have a big family, and he had a mom and a cousin, and they both moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And mutual friends? You couldn't track them down?
We didn't have any mutual friends, because he really didn't have that many friends. He was just like a loner.
Well, certainly.
Like a really just a loner. Yeah. Not weird or anything, but just he just stuck to himself. He was friendly at work, but he just, outside of there, he just didn't have many close friends that I would call.
Was the work... So how many cities are we talking about? Because we have Atlanta, so that would be number 3.
And a small town, an hour and a half outside. That's what I'll say.
And so,
that's where we worked together.
Okay, so you worked in a small town, and then is that same small town the same one where you went to college, or is that yet a third town?
Yeah.
Yes, it is the same town.
Uh-huh.
So you went to college in the same town.
And worked in the same town.
Yeah, they recruited us from college.
And then went to... work in the same town.
Yeah.
And you have no way of tracking him down.
I've tried. I just can't find him anywhere.
So he was supposed to get a promotion in order to move in with you here in Atlanta.
Right.
But he left the company.
Right. Apparently, okay. After I did, he was still with the company. And then when I went, when I started to look for him a little bit, say, Let me try to investigate. Let me go back to where we worked. I don't care if I show up at the front door. Where are you?
I think in a case like this.
And they said he's no longer there.
I think you should just go on with your life and just, I think the scenario that you have in your mind right now is probably way better than any answer. This guy's a total sketch and complete sketch.
You think?
So why would you even need real closure on this whole thing? I mean.
Two and a half years investment, I think.
I'd still want to know.
Well, yeah. That's a long time.
It's a long time. A long time for somebody to drop off the face of the earth.
I feel like you're leaving something out.
I just want to know,
I feel like you're leaving something out and that you're almost... Because I find it difficult to believe that you guys went to college in the same town, worked in the same town, don't have any friends, don't know how to find his mom, no matter how much she moved around, don't know, only child, okay, so there's no siblings. Like, don't have any mutual friends. He's completely off. Like, I feel like you're baiting us into something, and you know something that you're not sharing with us.
You mean like
No, I'm telling you. That's what I've been going through, the same exact thing that I'm just saying, what happened?
So you feel like she is using us to find him?
And I think that there is...
She was really the reason why he split?
There was a separation, and that was made clear. Like, he said... I'm not moving with you to Atlanta because whatever, your eyes are too big. It doesn't matter what the reason was.
What makes you assume that?
Because I can't imagine spending 2.5 years with anyone and intimately, like even a coworker, and not being able to somehow track down someone who would know how to track them down.
Disappearing without a trace.
Yes, especially with Facebook.
But I have a friend who had a boyfriend who disappeared.
And
never called, never explained
how
why.
How long did they date for?
4 or 5 years.
I don't believe you.
They live together and everything else. And
I can see scenarios like that.
Left. Like, she doesn't want to find him. Like, she doesn't, but he full on never broke up with her, never left a Dear John letter, left.
Okay,
never came
fine.
Back to get his stuff.
That scenario makes sense. I mean, I could see a guy being so cowardly where he would just do that.
Yes.
But the fact that he leaves no trace,
yes.
And even if
she
you wanted
could
to.
Probably still find
sure,
him.
That's
if
the
she
difference. That's the difference.
I think, that's the confusion is that she has tried everything and still nobody has a clue on where he is?
You've never gone to court over this guy, right? You don't have like some sort of restraining order? Or
no, nothing like that. He just disappeared. Or... he just stopped calling me back. Never one day called me, and the next day never called me again.
I'll tell you what would be very, very telling to us. If Tracy, who's very good at this kind of thing, if she can find him over the next 24 hours, then you should have been able to find him over the last 2.5 years or whatever.
But even Jim was, you know, off a little off mic, alerting to something. If it's bad news, somebody would know.
If he would have been like alive in a paper, or not.
It could have been in a paper. Somebody online.
Would
know.
Somebody would tell.
Somebody
her.
Would still know. Yeah.
Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. I was listening and I was thinking it all just seems very, very weird. But maybe he was married.
They went to college together, then started working it. That he never had a chance to get married.
He couldn't have gotten married if she never met any of his friends, never met any of his family. She may not have had as serious a relationship with him as she thought.
You guys were living together, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
After 2.5 years, you weren't living together?
Married.
No, we were going to when we moved to Atlanta.
Huh.
We just never moved in, like...
Here's Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Officially.
Hi, guys. Hey. I just want to say this is not as crazy as it sounds because I have a friend who was married for 6 years in what we all thought was a perfect relationship. Her husband says he's going to the grocery store to get some milk and vanished.
Mm.
She can't find him. No. Nothing.
But doesn't she know? Does she know his family, his siblings, his parents?
Oh yeah, he hasn't been in contact per se with any of them.
Really?
He's in the witness protection program.
I don't know, but he obviously something sketched him out and he left and just I guess changed his name and everything and he's gone. Oh.
Like you would think in this time and day. With the internet and everything, that you leave sort of like electronical fingerprints all over the place. That if you really want, it's impossible not to be found.
Credit
you know?
Cards, you know, there's some way to track somebody.
Yeah, weird. Here's Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on Q100.
Yeah, hi. I was wanting to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering why after dating for 2.5 years... that and he fell off the face of the earth, why she didn't think something was wrong and call the police or you know, file a missing persons report if they were dating for 2.5 years.
Yeah, that would be my that would be my instinct also. Like, you go directly to the police. You never thought of that?
No.
So you had to know something was wrong in your relationship.
Not really. I mean, you know, when one person moves and you think the other one's going to follow, I just figured, well, maybe he just, you know, that's not what he wanted to do. Or I didn't think it was anything to go to the police about. I just thought that, you know, that it was me or something.
So that means that you would, that some part of your brain knew that he wasn't going to come. Because I'm telling you that if 3 years into my relationship with Jessica, if she... you know, disappeared, I'd file a police report unless a chunk of my brain was like, you know, I spent every resource
trying to find the person.
We met in Arizona, moved to Pennsylvania. If I moved to Pennsylvania and part of my brain was like, she ain't coming out here, then and she stopped returning my calls, I'd be like, I knew it.
Right,
you know what I mean? I knew it. Like, you would just be there. But if she all of a sudden just stopped appearing and I couldn't get a hold of her parents and I couldn't whatever, then I start calling 911.
Like, you don't know if this guy is alive or dead at this point.
No, I'm going to assume he's alive, but no, I don't know anything.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second, okay?
Okay.
This one is certainly going to take longer, I would think, than 24 hours to put together if all the details are accurate.
I'm going to laugh if it takes Tracy no time to find him.
Well, then it would...
compared to her, you know what I mean?
Tracy's probably already got the guy.
Yeah.
I'm with Jeff. Something's not right. Doesn't smell right.
We're going to have something out.
Yeah.
So normally what we do is Tracy would find the guy in 24 hours and we'd have him on. But if she is taking that long to find him, there's no way Tracy's going to be able to find him in 24.
I still think Tracy will find him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Everybody's stuck in traffic at 285 and 75 right now.
The Bert Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.